It's a mix on 90.7 WKGC. That monitor shut my mic off again.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, a likely story.
It is. It's that cable back there.
You've been sitting there for 10 minutes. Couldn't you have checked first?
Could have.
What is checking?
What is checking? Thank you, producer Brandon.
I was talking.
There we go.
Every time you put that monitor down too far, it hits the little button.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what happens. I mean, but...
But you're not letting me off the hook.
I'm not sitting in that chair. I'm sitting in this chair now. That's fine. All the microphones that I'm controlling came on.
Well, that's true, but I can shut all of them off.
Go for it.
Well, it is... It's May 8th, which is hard to believe.
Yeah.
Like, where
Mother's
did April
Day
go?
Mother's Day is coming up.
I know. Yeah. Mama's Day is coming up.
Mama's Day is coming up. Yep. Oh, and to bring this up, Brandon, yesterday you brought up that Germany surrendered in 1945 on May 7th. Today is the
actual VE Day.
VE Day, that when both Britain and the United States celebrate victory in Europe.
Okay.
I wondered about that, and then when I was looking up this day in history, I go, oh, that's what Brandon was talking about. Yes, we celebrated the day after we signed it. Go figure.
Some great black and white footage.
So it's a correction from yesterday's day in history.
It's a retraction.
Brandon.
Yeah. Okay. Some great video on the history.com website about that as well, which you on radio can't see.
Really?
So, yeah.
Aren't we going to get? Can we get that addition?
I'm sure that we can.
Transmitter? Yeah.
I'm sure that we can. I think they're working on it.
You can see.
You can see the album covers now on your dashboard.
You can see album.
Can you?
Well,
my car doesn't
do that. I'm
going
to buy a new car just so that I can see them.
See, there you go. Helping the economy.
Everybody should run out and buy a car with an HD radio in it, so that you can look at the album.
Absolutely.
As this stuff plays, I'd rather our listeners look at the road.
But you know what?
I'm a little worried about these dashes.
They tell me though that while we're on the air, they can flash pictures of us up there.
Oh, goody!
Can they?
Yeah.
Okay.
But buy a new car. Absolutely, that's
my
a great way to support the economy. Speaking of supporting the economy, we're talking about tourism.
Yes, we are.
We have a Gulf Coast alum in the studio with us.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Vice President of Communications for the Bay County Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Taylor.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
You get the canned applause.
Thank you.
We don't do that for everybody.
Aw, yeah. It's so hard to get those cans for applause.
I haven't heard anyone get that recently.
He's an alum.
Tell us a little bit about what your job is there at the Chamber of Commerce.
So as the Vice President of Communications, I'm responsible for all the media relations and public relations for the organization. So I deal with the media, I deal with getting involvement with the public and letting them know about the different things not only happening with the Chamber as far as event-wise, but also anytime that we're having an issue or something in the community that we're trying to address and help the public with, I'm responsible for relaying that information to them.
Great. What are you guys working on right now?
So currently we're focused on Tourism Appreciation Month because it's May.
Okay.
We have a lot of tourists here, and we're considered a number one tourist destination throughout the entire nation.
Did Bike Week go okay?
Bike Week did. We are pretty enthusiastic about the turnout that we had. You know, a lot of bikers, unfortunately, we had some bad accidents around.
There were a few accidents.
So make sure you look twice.
It does happen each time, but...
It does, but we're definitely thankful for all the bikers that came in. It definitely made an impact on our community.
Good. Well, our numbers are up from what I hear across the state. Tourism numbers are up in general. Is Bay County following along or exceeding the pace?
We are. Actually, the Tourism Development or the Tourist Development Council Visit Panama City Beach just was at our first Friday event where we kicked off Tourism Appreciation Month. And according to them, we are 3.5 times the national GDP of the entire nation here in Bay County with our lodging revenue alone.
Fantastic.
Wow.
So that's great.
Definitely.
So does it look to you, from where you sit, does it look to you like we've recovered from the crackdown on spring break in terms of, area revenue?
We have. Actually, so in 2016, they had the alcohol ban, and that really hurt our numbers here in Bay County. Since that point, coming up to where we are current day, we are 25.1%. over where we were in 2016.
Wow. So we've really completely recovered from the alcohol ban and the discouraging what was going on the beach.
We've recovered from the hangover. It happens. Sometimes it takes a day or two.
You need a buzzer for that.
Yeah, really.
Can we talk about that on Tuesday mornings?
Now, does that mean that you could consider lifting that alcohol ban? A lot of the Canadians are staying through the month of March, and they might like to enjoy a frosty beverage responsibly on the sand?
Honestly, that's outside of our control from what we do. That is something that the commission, the Bay County Commission, has put in place. So that is completely up to them. People have voiced their opinion and said that they wanted it lifted, but it's completely in their court.
Yeah. I think Tori, just because she lives on the other side of the bridge, doing this. She's just bringing this up being hopeful.
She wants a frosty beverage.
She wants a frosty beverage
cool
in March.
On a hot day.
Yes.
It is 9:17. We're talking with Taylor Smith. I can't speak. From the Bay County Chamber of Commerce. And we've got Garth Brooks on the other side of this break right here in the mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Venus, Bananarama, or that's Bananarama and Venus,
and Venus,
however you want to announce it, I don't care.
Brandon, didn't we do that as a one-hit wonder?
I believe so.
I think so.
Very familiar, and I think we did that as a one-hit wonder, didn't we?
I thought that was the theme song for like a ladies' shaver thing, leg shaver.
Yeah, that too.
We're not going into that.
I liked the one-hit wonder segment, but we kind of replaced that with the vinyl clip.
Sorry, that was my delayed buzz on myself.
Okay.
You needed it.
We need to give Brandon a buzzer over there. So
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Okay? I don't think we should. I think that's very bad.
I think the producer should have the buzzer button.
Yes.
Well, we're talking this morning with Bay County Chamber of Commerce Vice President Taylor Smith.
Vice President of Communications.
There you go. That sounds good. Well, that's Vice President is like a upgrade or something. Yeah,
now, is your business card, did they have to make it longer, or did they just wrap it around?
No, they made it longer. They somehow.
So they actually gave you a business card.
All right. Yeah.
Well, that's scary, good. Huh? Mm-hmm. That's good. Congratulations. We were just talking off air about some of the new additions to Panama City. And from the Chamber's point of view, I'm assuming you all are pretty excited because down on 23rd Street, Cracker Barrel, Witch, Chipotle, Mission Barbecue,
mm-hmm. Panda Express Chipotle. Is coming.
Panda Express. I can't find a place to park.
All he talks about is food places. Have you noticed?
Those are the best places
right?
to go
be
to.
Hungry.
Yes. But the parking's hard to find. So
it is, and that's a good thing. That means that the commerce here in the area is definitely improving, which is what we want in our business community. One of the new partnerships that we're doing with Nextside is something that people will hear more and more coming up. They're partnering with Panama City as the first municipality that they partnered with, and they're working on increasing the commerce stores here in Bay County. So they'll find those empty developments, change them up, and bring more chains into the area to increase the amount of stores that we have and hopefully make ourselves a commerce central.
Wow.
Good.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah, with all those food places, I was just thinking maybe we need another gym, too.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Well, you know, there's
at least some stores to walk around after meals,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. Right across the street at the Panama City Mall is Planet Fitness, I
That's
think.
That's true. There is a new gym there at the mall, relatively.
But I think if that all, you know, and of course, I'm not an economist. I'm not a business person. I don't work for the chamber. But my speculation is that if all of that continues to grow, then more will come.
Hopefully. And, you know, it's not just in Panama City. It's also in Panama City Beach with the new Paula Deen restaurant that's coming in and Pier
Park. Right.
More restaurants.
Exactly.
And
people like to eat.
Yeah, exactly. And people are staying here to eat because we have the new condos and the new hotels that are being built on the beach as well. So all together, we're growing.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic. Keeps those taxes low.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thanks for helping us out.
Exactly.
Well, so what you guys...
What is the next thing you have? And what are the events for? Are they for the community or visitors? Why do you put on the events?
So Tourism Appreciation Month is our way for the business community to be thankful for the tourists that are coming in. Mm-hmm. The tourists are the ones that are staying in the hotels, which in turn is the heads and beds, the bed tax. And that bed tax, people need to be thankful for that and thankful for these tourists that are coming in because that's what's funding our infrastructure. So the new sidewalks that you see, the road resurfacing, the different projects that are going around that are improving our local infrastructure, we have to be thankful for our tourists because they're the ones that are paying for it.
And this Friday, we've got a golf tournament.
We do. We have a golf tournament. Anyone can register for it. They can visit our website, panamacity.org, to register. And it's going to be a day of excitement at Ombre Golf Course on Panama City Beach. And you can go around. We'll even have a ball drop where you can purchase a ticket and have a chance to win $500. So who doesn't like to win money?
Sure.
And then we'll also go around. We'll have mini games throughout the tournament. And people are competing for that first, second, and third place spot.
Okay.
Tom, do you golf?
I did when I was in college, but that's all.
I can't imagine. They had that back then.
They did. Yeah. The clubs were wooden. Actually, I did have. Embarrassing.
You really have
and some of my clubs, actually. I had a brassy that had a wooden handle I was very fond of then. I never was any good, nor did I ever like it. It was just what kind of sort of what you did.
Was this before or after metal cleats?
I never had real. No, there were metal cleats then. Yeah. No, you. I never liked golf shoes. I never figured out. I never figured out why somebody who's driving a golf cart around needed to have traction.
Because
cleats.
It helps what it is. It's a way to aerate the golf okay. course when
well,
all those
I hope
guys
they didn't
are walking
mind
around.
My tennis sneakers. Yeah. I had track shoes that had cleats on.
It's free
I guess
aeration.
I could have worn those, but.
Yeah, something like that. So makes, sorry, makes I totally went like a different athlete. Direction.
If we did want,
yeah, there you go.
We do need to register in advance for the golf tournament
you
at
do.
Your website, and then is it early on Friday morning?
It's at around lunch. We'll feed
okay.
you lunch, and then once you're done with lunch, then
okay,
we'll start
so
the tournament.
Okay, so you can just register online, sneak out of work a little bit early, be at the ombre
exactly.
around noon.
Spend the day in the okay. sun, do your business on the course.
Yeah. Act like you've left for lunch. You know the tricks.
Yeah.
know, you leave your half.
I mean, no, I don't even know what that.
And your Outlook open, and then
people
then
think
just
you just went to the bathroom or something.
Exactly. So you've got a plan now.
And make sure you grab like lunch
Where
at
do I get
one
a
of
job
these.
Like that? Wait, back up a minute. Where do I get a job like that?
Tom, you're not even employed.
But I could be employed somewhere else and still do this.
See, this is one of those times that I hope my boss isn't listening so that she doesn't know my trick.
It's all on tape. I'll be sending it to her after.
And young producer Brandon here will have this up on the website this afternoon. So yeah, you can share it with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
We've got a look at your weather forecast coming up in just a moment, and a little bit of the Rolling Stones, just with that rough truth. You can't always get what you want.
And
we have a vinyl,
history.
And we have a day in history, and a vinyl play of the day.
With a musical sideline.
Yes, you keep interrupting me. I can't get it out of my mouth fast enough. But
I don't trust you anymore. That's why.
He's just
that works.
Eager.
You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. It's the Rolling Stones. It's a tough piece of history of knowledge to swallow, but you can't always get what you want. Sometimes you just get what you need.
Sometimes you get what you need. If you try sometime, you might find. Anyway.
Yeah, something like that. It's the Stones on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
We have several things we need to get to today.
We do.
I'm ignoring Taylor right now.
That's okay. He's on his phone
playing,
or something.
He's playing with
I think.
His phone over there.
It's
so,
Candy
you know,
Crush.
I can just ignore him for a while.
Playing
I guess.
Candy Crush.
I spent several years ignoring him, so I'm actually at practice.
What's new?
Feel free to
cut in. Things
will
change.
Cut in whenever you want.
What you got for us, Tommy?
Let's talk a little bit about 19. We got a couple things on this day in history. Brandon brought up one. I'll give him time to pull that back up on his phone.
And it's up.
Talk about that one.
Sean Connery.
Oh, Sean Connery
stars in his first James Bond movie.
Mm. And I think he was the best James Bond.
A bit misogynistic, perhaps here and again, but
he was the best.
Tori's not offended by that, so I guess I'm okay. Yes. I mean, yes, his attitude toward the ladies in those movies was a bit primitive, but
that's kind of what made him what the character that he was.
It's James Bond.
Yes,
he was James Bond, and it's
and he took control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he did. Who is the lamest James Bond? Brandon.
Oh. I can't remember names off the top of my head.
I'm not a big fan of the latest. Yeah. What's his name?
Daniel Craig. I didn't like the one that was before Pierce Brosnan.
No, not him either.
No, I didn't like
He's
him.
He's not very memorable.
No, he wasn't.
But I thought Pierce Brosnan
his name,
was good.
So that's bad. Hmm?
Pierce Brosnan was good.
Pierce Brosnan, I think, was probably next to, if I had to rate them, it would be Sean Connery first, sorry. And then Pierce Brosnan.
It's
and
a
then
close
and then Roger Moore.
Yes,
and
Roger
then Daniel
Moore.
Craig. And then
George Lazenby. That was one of their names.
Oh, George
Lazenby.
But he only did
he
on
was,
your...
I liked him.
He only did on Your Majesty's Secret Service.
But the skiing one.
He definitely had... the right attitude.
He did.
And his co-star was the Bond lady was Riggs. And we all love Diana Riggs from the Avengers.
Right, yes.
But there was one more Bond.
Yes, there was.
Besides George.
Was it the first one?
And I think it was, prior, the very first. No.
Baffling me. I don't know.
I don't know.
Somebody should be Googling this.
I don't know. Anyway, 2010, on this day, Betty White became the oldest Saturday Night Live host.
Cool.
Go Betty. Good for her.
She's cool.
She is cool.
She is a very, and funny.
I have some rock star birthdays.
Yeah.
Today is Enrique Iglesias' birthday.
Happy birthday, Enrique.
And also Alex Van Halen.
Ooh.
Excellent.
There you go.
Philip Bailey from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay. Happy birthday.
And Tony Tennille from Captain and Tennille.
Oh.
The captain of the keyboards.
Something like that, yeah.
That was that was a little fluffy pop music
you think?
For you there. You think? I don't know if it gets any...
Oh, he's got all the Bonds. Timothy Dalton was Timothy the other. Dalton,
Timothy Dalton. Yes, Timothy Dalton.
Barry Nelson. I don't remember.
Barry Nelson. I don't know. That.
Oh, no, these are some other actors. And David Niven was in Casino Royale. Yeah. But no, Timothy Dalton was the,
Peter Sellers' Bond in the first, somebody like that in that first Casino Royale was crazy. Because they redid that one again.
Right.
With Daniel Craig.
1976.
1976, the year I got married, by the by.
2 years before I was born.
On this day, the theme song from Welcome
you
Back.
You got that queued up?
I do. Welcome Back, Cotter.
Let's play a little bit of that.
The reason the song was, John Sebastian had been contracted to write the theme song, but he couldn't find anything that would work with Cotter. You know, there's, you know, what are you going to sing, a song about an otter or something like that? So he actually just changed it to Welcome
Back. Good fodder. Okay.
I was going to say there's fodder.
Good fodder for an otter. Here we go. Anyway, Welcome Back. The number one song in 1976. I can't talk today either.
Yeah,
in 1976. It's 10 o'clock. Bye-bye. Anyway, here it is. Welcome Back.
90.7 WKGC. The theme song from Welcome Back, Cotter. Brandon, have you ever even seen the TV show?
No.
I didn't think so. Taylor?
Nope.
No.
I saw it
in syndication.
Yeah, I've seen so many episodes.
Yeah, it's in syndication. And
This is the TV show that gave him
Saturday Night Fever.
Yes.
Now, was he supposed to be the big breakout star from that? I think I had heard somewhere that he was a surprise.
I think he was a surprise. Yeah.
Well, it was an ensemble cast.
It was anyone's game to step up.
And what was his name on the show?
Vinny Barbarino.
Yeah, Vinny Barbarino. Yeah. Yeah, that's
who
right.
Who could forget Vinny Barbarino?
I forgot. That's who could forget. I forgot.
Fun song, but fun times, fun show.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
1976. It was also our country's anniversary.
It was. Bicentennial.
That's true. It was.
Yeah. I had red, white, and blue dress. I remember the whole thing.
During the bicentennial, I was...
my in-laws got married that year, too. They collect all things bicentennial.
How did you propose, Tom?
I don't know. Don't remember.
You don't remember?
Was there a shotgun involved?
It took years of therapy to get me over it, okay?
Poor Carol.
Carol and I went on a cruise, on the sailing cruise at the Chesapeake Bay, and I remember pulling into...
Was that out of Wewahitchka?
Yes, Chesapeake Bay's in Wewahitchka. Yes, it's now called the Dead Lakes.
It's not.
Anyway, I remember pulling into a marina to tie up and, you know, get something to eat and take a shower and spend a night kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And across the front of the marina, it said BUY SOME tennial.
Bicentennial
on it. And I went, well, there's somebody who can merchandise pretty good. Anyway, it was a fun year. Everything was.
And then,
red,
as
white,
soon
and blue.
As you saw the sign, you decided to get down on one knee.
No. I was on my honeymoon cruise. Generally, you ask first and honeymoon later. I mean, I'm a little confused sometimes. I've only done it once, so I might have gotten it backwards.
We've got a vinyl play of the day.
Okay, you're just going to change that subject, aren't
you? I'm going to change the subject because we got to get back to Taylor, too, before we wrap things up for the hour. Yeah, we got to get...
I'm not the one being rescued here.
We got Taylor here, and we got to wrap things up with him in a minute, too. We can't forget about him.
Explain why we're doing the...
Taylor, these things over here are big CDs.
They're big black CDs with little...
I've never seen one before.
It is called a record. This is a turntable. Mm-hmm. Or some like to call it a record player, but it's a turntable.
It's really a turntable.
And Tori can work these things, like, weird kind of stuff. No kidding.
The classic DJ, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. She can do the wiki thing. Yeah. So.
What's our vinyl play today?
I got it out for you because you ruined us yesterday.
That's right.
Hey, I told you. We had not previewed.
We had to do something horrible version. I mean, as Tori said, Olivia Newton-John did a lot of really nice songs. Why are we listening to this one?
Yeah.
Anyway, we listened to Bobby McGee, which was a disaster yesterday. So
when Olivia Newton-John sings,
by Olivia Newton-John. So I decided we would try to recover a little bit and play it by Janis Joplin. So here's Janis Joplin, me and Bobby McGee.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train. When I was feeling near as faded as my jeans, Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, and wrote us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon and my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. And feeling good was easy though when he sang the blues. You know, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby McGee. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. But feeling good was easy alone when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Good enough for me and my Bobby. La 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 la.
There we go. Much better. Little Janis Joplin and Bobby McGee.
The vinyl sounds
me
so
and
nice.
Bobby
that,
McGee.
That is so much nicer than... I'm sorry. I really like Olivia Newton-John, but that was not a song.
Hey, I told you going into it, it had not. We had not listened to it. Mm-mm. I had not listened to it. So, you know, you do what you can.
I mean, we could have listened to... I think Let's Get Physical was on that. We could have listened
that
to that.
That was a different album, but I was pulling an obscure album out. We're trying to explore a little bit. Anyway, we have Taylor Smith in the studio from the Bay County Chamber of Commerce. Thank you for coming in. Tell us again.
I thought we were going to have Taylor Swift in the studio.
I thought so too.
Confused. I don't understand.
No offense, she's prettier than you are. She has longer hair.
I don't see how people. I guess I should take it as a compliment.
Yeah, you should.
That's right. Yeah.
So tell us again. What do you guys have coming up with the chamber?
We have the Tourism Appreciation Month. It's all month long, and we have a golf tournament coming up this Friday. You can still register. Visit our website, panamacity.org. We also have a volleyball tournament and a tourism after hours where we're going to have a huge volleyball playoff to see who's the number one person on the beach. And then we're also going to have a shipwreck day where we're selling discounted tickets to our members as a way for us to be able to partner with those local tourism businesses and be able to celebrate tourism here in Bay County.
How do folks find out more info?
Like I said, you can go to our website, panamacity.org. There's links to all the events on there, as well as the registration forms on there, and you can pay online as well.
Excellent. What do we got coming up tomorrow?
I don't know.
I'm looking at Tori.
Oh, as far as a guest goes.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, gee, you've got the computer with the
calendar,
I thought
you knew everything. Well, we don't have a guest for tomorrow.
I don't think we do.
But we do on Thursday.
On Thursday, it's...
Tom's going out to the...
No, it's a vacant. It's NWRLS Day.
And you're going
That's
out there.
Right,
I will be live, but not here at NWRLS. We're
on
maybe going to talk about what's going on in the children's and the youth department over there.
Very good.
But we'll have some visitors. There's a few other things going on, so we'll have some other of the staff pop in on us in the... on the show.
And I'm trying to book a special musical guest on Friday, but I don't know that it's going to come through.
Okay.
Try it.
Well, good.
Usually I fail at these things, so.
Mm-hmm. And we're working on more places to send Tom.
That's right. Yes.
Timbuktu, India.
Yeah, so if you have...
Exactly.
Hey, listen, as long as you're paying, I don't care. I'd love to find more places to go to. I love going out live. I love to go out and do these live things. You get to see new places and talk to people.
And we like to have you out of the studio.
And you guys seem to really thrive on my not being here. So
that's what we try to do. You can always go live at our events coming up.
Well, the problem is they have to be between 9 and 10 in the morning, which is when the morning mix is. So
yeah, true. Well, we're going to wind up this hour of music, take you into 10 o'clock. We've got the doors to start things off in the next hour. We'll do so with the Monkees, and I'm a Believer on 90.7 WKGC.